You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The government's 2025 budget still seems to be very topical, and despite many academics criticising the budget for taking money out of the pockets of those less well off, the budget has also received praise for their investment in abuse redress and care reform, with the government allocating $774 million to the victims of abuse in state care. I spoke to Professor Jodie Gardner from the University of Auckland's Law Faculty about how this investment will benefit the victims and what she thinks the government should do to ensure practical solutions are put in place. Can you explain the issues that the government's recent investment will address?
So the government has recently announced that they are going to invest a further $774 million into providing redress and strengthening the care system to prevent and respond to institutional abuse, particularly child sexual abuse. And as part of this, they have a number of different streams, one of which is to increase the approach to redress, to increase the payment up to an average of $30,000, but to provide an opportunity for people who've experienced severe abuse to have higher levels of payment. They also want to reduce wait times and ensure that more people can have their claims processed every year, and also hopefully simplify the application process by having a single point of contact for people who are trying to make a claim through the system. The money also is aimed to try and prevent future abuse in the future by creating more safeguarding processes for institutions who have access to vulnerable people, including children.
Critics have described this investment as band-aids for bullet wounds. How can the government ensure that the funding is delivered effectively?
The research that I'm undertaking with my co-investigators, Professor Paula Gillica in the United Kingdom and Associate Professor Alison Zillick in Australia, are aiming to do an evidence-based, research-led approach to obtaining redress for institutional abuse. And that is looking at the three different inquiries that have occurred in the three countries and comparing what has worked in other countries and maybe what has not been so effective. And hopefully Aotearoa New Zealand can see and learn from the experience of others into creating a more effective redress system.
What could we in New Zealand or our government learn from the other countries?
Well, one of the big issues that we've seen come up is the role of apologies and recognition and how important that is for survivors to be recognised. And so these things that provide comfort and support and acknowledgement of the wrongs that have been experienced, as well as kind of signalling wrongdoing by the institutions, but it's not something that has a monetary value, so it's not something that's really been focused on. So there's a lot of research being done by people like Professor Provine into how the role of apologies can work in redress for these institutional abuse situations.
How would you respond to critics of apologies who would say that it's tokenism or doesn't really fix anything?
Look, this is why it needs to be done on a really grounded, evidence-based mechanism, and it needs to be meaningful. Obviously, an apology for the sake of an apology is incredibly tokenistic. But having said that, there are a number of survivors that want to hear from the institution and from the government that their harms and their experiences have been recognised and acknowledged and someone has taken responsibility for it. So the research focuses not just on there should be an apology, but how to make the apology meaningful and how to actually improve the situation of the survivor through the role of an apology.
And are there any specific demographics in Aotearoa New Zealand that this investment will benefit the most?
That there's huge intersectional disadvantages and it's been shown that the groups who are already the most vulnerable, so Māori, Pacifica groups, people with disabilities, people in lower socioeconomic situations are the ones that were more likely to end up institutionalised and therefore more likely to become victims of this horrendous abuse. And so anything that we can do to improve access to justice and improve efficient, effective redress system that puts money into the pockets of the people who have been victims, but also acknowledges the harm that has been caused and recognises how we can address issues of mana and kind of long-term hurt will also improve the situation. So I don't think it's one or the other. I think it's looking at the situation as a whole and realising that after years or decades of significant failings across the board, money is not going to be enough to undo that harm, and we need to think about this much more holistically, and we need to learn from other organisations and other countries that have been through it. For anyone who is interested in this issue and would like to engage with the research that's being undertaken, we are running a Pathways to Justice in Institutional Abuse Legal Conference that will be held in Sydney on the 19th to the 20th of September this year. We've got an amazing array of speakers, including commissioners from all three of the different countries, survivors themselves, practitioners, legal practitioners who've worked with survivors to get access to redress, as well as academics from many different disciplines and many different countries who specialise in this area. So hopefully it will be a fantastic step forward to getting that research-led, evidence-focused approach to improve the lives of the people who've been subject to these hardships.
That was Professor Jodie Gardner on the government's $774 million allocation to abuse redress.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.